really be here again. And as Pastor pointed out, my wife and I were here. Well, I was here. She wasn't feeling well that day. But in August, but it's good to have my wife, obviously, and my mom with me this morning. And like closing, I guess you could say, kind of closing up shop before we head back to Peru, Lord willing, on Wednesday. I was talking to a good friend of mine, my buddy. He's and we're thinking of our friendship. We started right here in this church. He's a pastor in the Northeast, as a matter of fact, in Waterbury, Connecticut. And it's been 44 years we've been friends. And that's about how long I've been in this church, you know, for 44 years. I know I don't look that old, but I really in fact, my body feels good. I just had a comment recently on my mustache. Someone said, "You got a beautiful white mustache." makes me feel good. I earn every bit of it. So. But it's good to be here, and praise the Lord for a wonderful opportunity. Yes, as Pastor pointed out, we did a lot of traveling. Connecticut, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, Virginia, Florida, South Carolina. a lot of traveling on that vehicle. That the Lord has allowed us to go and see some sending churches, and pray the Lord we at least have pick up one new support. So that's wonderful and one in the making. The Lord allowed us to be here. I shared with the pastor, I didn't think of it prior, but there's a 4-minute video presentation we have, and at a later time on the schedule, as Pastor pointed in, the church is going to see it. I'm going to send it to the church's email, and you'll have an opportunity to see it as well. It's 35 years crammed in 4 minutes. So I hope you have enough time to get popcorn and whatever and see what the Lord has been doing. The Lord has us, as we return back in Peru on Wednesday, and by God's grace, toward the end of the month of December, we should be back up in the area back in Chiclayo, continue with the work the Lord has planned. And right immediately after New Year's Day, we have a big event taking place from some school graduates holding a big event for over 30 years of ministry from school. So please be in prayer for that as well. It's good to be obviously here at time, spend time with our daughter, Madeline. She's in Florida, in Pensacola. So it's good to be here and spend time with Thanksgiving, my mom, and families as well. So it was all joyful and wonderful opportunity. Once again, the presentation will explain more in detail. So if you have any questions by then, you come down and ask me down the room. You know, get tickets well in advance, you come and ask this question. But if you have any questions, seriously, please feel free to let us know by email or ask her and need to make contact with us as well. This is my sending church. Our sending church. And praise the Lord for the wonderful years that the Lord has given us to be part of this church. I started off as a single missionary, obviously being married. Now this is our church, and those who have been back way back when, they know of time that we were able to have time and fellowship in this church. So it's wonderful to be able to be here again. In closing out this, as far as this day right here, the morning service, and then obviously another church in the evening. So thank you so very much for the faithful year, your prayers and support that been given to us on the mission field, working with the deaf and the hearing, as the Lord has continued us serving the Lord in that aspect. Once again, if you have any questions, but the video will explain more in detail. I'm going to share the word of God with you this morning, and thanking Him for the opportunity to be able to preach. once again, if you hear some Spanish kind of slip in there, that's because it is what it is. I don't know what I'm half the time I speak anymore. Spanish, English, sign language. You just look at me and smile. Hope you can understand what he says. So, Spanish is the vast part of my language now. So, think about what Pastor mentioned in Sunday school about David Livingston. You know, and when he calculated the years that he's been on the field from 1840, I think, to 1870 something, it's over 30 years. So, being a missionary for so many years, you know, it kind of wears off on you. You know, it kind of gets all part of the process of being part of the culture and the language and whatnot. So, so it's good. It's good to be able to serve the Lord for so many years. It's only by His grace and mercy, you know, as it was said this morning, I can do all things through Christ. It's Him. He gives all Dear Jesus, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here alongside my wife and my mom this morning. I pray you bless the message, Lord Jesus, and use it for your honor and glory. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity of Pastor Dan and the members of Living Hope Baptist Church, giving the opportunity to be here. Lord, kind of closing out this last Sunday before we head out back to Peru. You bless and liberate, please, Father, for your honor and glory. In your name I pray, amen. I want to share a simple message with you this morning, titled, Which Group Are You In? Which Group Are You In? And this is something simple that we want to bring out, but it's obviously, it has to do about really, really meaning business for Christ. And it could be to the point of receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're not saved, and then as a saved individual, what are we going to do for him? What are we involved in? What can we do in that aspect? This thought came about when I was thinking about John chapter 6. You go open there. John chapter 6. I'm going to read the verses 52 to 66. John chapter 6. And at a later time, when you have opportunity, you could read the full chapter of this passage of scripture in John chapter 6. Now, obviously from verse 1, you got 71 verses in this chapter, but I won't read the full 71 verses. I want to focus on verses 52 to 66, and then once you read it, you will have an understanding what I want to bring about from this passage of scripture to help you understand, you know, which group are you in, you know, from just I'll bring this point out in three points, but two main points. You are or you are not. That's the simple of it. You are or you are not. In other words, and this part is short term. There are people who are in, but for short term. Short term. And then, the second point is you in or you are not, once again, and it's the permanent group. The permanent group. You are short term or you are permanent. That's what it basically boils down to. You in or you are not in. That's what it basically boils down to. In John chapter 6, verses 52 to 66, it states in this matter. I was thinking about this because the point of what Jesus Christ brings about in the latter part of this scripture. I will start with verse 52 and you see what I'm talking about. The Jews, John 6, verse 52, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Now let me stop there, and it makes sense as you read the chapter from 1 to verse 52, and it makes sense what they're saying. Basically, it's scratch the head of what in the world he's talking about giving his flesh to eat? I mean, good night, where'd that come from? What's that all about? When you read scripture, you will see what about this question. Now obviously, we know Jesus was not talking about literally giving his flesh to eat. You know, because these people, truthfully, were not in focus. For the most part, they were not in focus. What Jesus Christ was trying to say, what he was saying. So they were thinking about some other thing, their own way of thinking, their own benefits, if you please. But let me continue. Verse 53. Then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinking my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. I like the emphasis in the word indeed. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Simple. Simple. You in or you are not in. Verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of my bread shall live forever. And that's the focus right there on the explanation about the flesh of Jesus and the blood. That's the focus of it. When we eat, I mean, eventually when we eat, like we have Thanksgiving, for example, that's not going to stay with us for the most part, but that's not going to give us eternal life. Now, maybe some people want to eat turkey in heaven, but it's not going to happen. Okay?
So it's not going to, that's not the focus on the physical life. But Jesus Christ is saying clearly, if you focus on what I'm saying about me, myself, I give eternal life. If you trust in me, that's what he's focusing on. And obviously we see that when he went to the crucified, buried, and rose again. Verse 59. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Now look at verse, let's focus on verse 60 and the latter part of this finishing of verse 66. Many therefore of the disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? Verse 52 again. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Verse 60 again. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? And just let me stop and say, I want you to understand that the meaning of the disciples, that they were permanent disciples where they continued with Jesus Christ. No, you can see later what I meant by that. They were being taught, they were listening, but they were not listening. They were part of the group, but they were not really part of the group. They were in, but they were not in, if you please. I know that's a word you just lost me. You know my head, but just stay with me. I'm still talking English. Verse 61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, does this offend you? Now he's making sense. Now he says, and I'm getting to the point of what you want, you understand what I'm saying. I mean, it's all about what I'm here to give eternal life, and this is the focus of it. So many people have come, and you will read later in chapter 6 from the beginning. Many people were there just for the fact of receiving free food or just having things handed out to them, and they were in because they were receiving something that they wanted. But when Jesus Christ was focused on himself being the eternal life, of being the savior of the world, they didn't get it. They were not understanding. Verse 62. What? And if ye see the Son of Man ascend up when he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh provided nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. He's saying, cut up to the point. You hear, but you don't believe. You in, but you're really not in. You hear, but you do not believe. You're part of the group, but you don't believe. Jesus Christ comes straight to the point. For Jesus knew from beginning who they were that believed not and who shall betray him. He knew from the beginning. They were there. They were in the group. They were part of the session. I'm talking over 5,000 people, and through the whole process of what was being the food and everything that was being said and the teaching and whatever. They were there. They were part of the big group. Verse 65, and he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given to him of my Father. Now, verse 66, one of the principal verses of this passage. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Very sad statement. That was it. They don't want no part of it. You see, that's why I said, verse point number one, you are or you are not. In other words, short term. People are in it just for, because they're part of the short term, the group short term. I mean, is it true or is it not? Are you there or are you in? Are you there for where you could get out of it or as a short term? Are you part of the group that says, I will not walk no more with him? I will not be part of that? See, although Jesus Christ knows, we have to understand that you have to come to the decision, abated, to be part of the group or you're not. Group of being followers of Jesus Christ or not. Which group are you in? Have you come to that point in your life? Have you decided really, truthfully, you want to follow Jesus Christ? Taking him as your Lord and Savior and and understand He came and died on the cross for our sins? You see, this is all about. This is why we're here. This is why we come to learn and understand and listen, really focusing on what Jesus Christ, who He is, what He did for us and our sins. This is what it really boils down to. Or some people here just for the simple fact of just short term, you know, what I can get out of it. You know, what I want. You know? Okay, as he said in the scripture, you know, I mean the food in the manna in the wilderness, they ate it, but they died. That was it. But I can give you life eternal. So it could be a permanent picture. So in this setting, there's a group of people, a lot of people, many, as the Bible points out, that decided that, no, I don't want. In other words, they want to say, then they come out and say, oh, this is short term. But they were living in short term. It was not a permanent situation. But as we go through scripture and get to the next book, the book of Acts, we're going to see that some people maintain and this situation as a permanent situation. What I mean by that? Let's open to the book of Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And just hold your place there in John, if you please, 6. But open to Acts chapter 1. And we're going to see, start with verse 12, and we're going down to verse 15. 12, verse 15. The Bible says, their return day into Jerusalem, and you can read what I meant by this in the earlier verses. They did return day into Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew. Now that Spanish came out, okay. And Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. Let me stop there. I pause a second. Keep the place here, but open back to the book of John, chapter 6. And I want to point this out because something Jesus said in the next verse, verse 67, stands out. But let me read verse 66 again, John 6, 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Verse 67, the Bible says, then said Jesus unto the 12, specifically pointing out the 12 apostles. Are you with me? Specifically pointing out to them. He just got through explaining everything, why he was there, the flesh, the blood, the work, everything. And the Bible says many of his disciples went back. The followers, if you please, these were followers. The term biblically, disciples, they were followers, but they were not really sincere. They were short-term. Does it make sense? Can you be a short-term follower? Go figure. You know? Like my wife, we married for 30 years. I can say, okay, we married, but this is a short-term marriage now. No, Melanie, this is you, my short-term daughter. It doesn't work that way. Amen? So you want to follow Jesus Christ truthfully from the heart, from as the Bible points out, then it's a permanent situation. Verse 67, then said Jesus to the 12, will ye also go away? Now that's a point question. You know, I mean, okay, the disciples, many of them, they just left. They said, forget it, I'll be gone. Then he turned to the 12 and says, will ye go away? Now, obviously, Judas was there and told me, we were right here. Did Judas stay? No, we know. But that's another message. Now, with that in mind, open up the book of Acts chapter 1 again. And we're going to say how it was pointed out. Specifically, the 12 were mentioned. Obviously, Jesus was dead by then. And the Bible points out by name in verse 13 of Acts chapter 1, these were they who were part of the permanent group. In other words, my question again, are you in or are you not in? You see, these were part of the permanent group. They were there in John chapter 6. We see them again in John chapter 1, right there. Jesus is gone. He's up in heaven again, but they stayed with it. These are the permanent people, if you please. Verse 14. These all continue with one accord. Look at in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of his disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Now that's a really big drop from over 5,000 people. You see? Only 100? That's all? 120? Good night. Something must be wrong with the leader. Something was wrong with the preaching. Something was wrong. No, they were not permanent. And these were permanent. You see? If you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you have to follow him all the way. And the ups and the downs. And the wrongs and the right. The backs and forth. It is what it is.
Amen.
In over 35 years being a missionary in Peru, I mean, we have some serious issues come up. You know? Why, Jesus? I thought I was going to have a bed of roses. No. As you know, I lost my finger. I mean, Jesus, I'm serving you. I work with dead people. What am I going to do with one finger left? I still serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It is what it is. This is serious business. This is a permanent situation. If you love Jesus Christ, you're going to serve him no matter what. If you are of the permanent group, but if you're short term, then we know it's going to take place. And without Jesus Christ, you always lose. Hello? No one wins without Jesus Christ, no matter what. It's just serious. That's the truth of the situation. Jesus is altogether lovely. He's wonderful. He will never abandon us. And by the way, Jesus Christ didn't abandon them when they went away. They left him. He didn't leave them. He was saying, I'm here to give you to life eternal. No. He's going to be some famous leader to help us out from the Romans. And by the way, we get some more food, by the way. And then after that, let me go about a bit. Thank you for having my belly filled. You know, the Bible said that in the wilderness, they had their belly filled too. And they were satisfied, but they died. That was it. These were part of the permanent group. Now, I don't know, years later in the future, I'm going to talk about it, but these were part of the people who continue on even after the fact. Amen? This is good. Which group are you in? It's your decision. But make the right decision. First of all, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then it's time to make the right decision. I was presented the gospel many years ago when I was 16 years of age. And it's right there, right in front of me. I knew the route this girl was going, this fellow school person was going. I knew exactly what she was trying to say. But the decision was on me. It was on me. Okay, I got it. And I made the right decision. I know I needed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. The best decision of my life. But if you already received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what more of a permanent nature you can do for him? Faithful, serving, continue on with Jesus Christ. There's many, many things you can do for Christ. And this is what I'm talking about. Now we see from this point on, you can read the chapters later, chapter 2, 3, 4, and Book of Acts, but I want to focus on One more passage of scripture before I finish in the next 3 hours. Now I got your attention. Acts chapter 8, please. Acts chapter 8. We're going to start with verse 1. Acts chapter 8 and verse 1, please. So we see John chapter 6. Many thousands of people are following Jesus Christ, so quote unquote, so to speak. And then when Jesus Christ got to the main point of what he was trying to say in the passage of John chapter 6, verses 52 to 66, we see what he was focusing on. And many of the Bible says, many of them, they left. That was it. No more following him. He turned to the 12. Will you be part of that group? No, obviously, because we see in Acts chapter 1, they continue on, and altogether about 120 people are the permanent that stayed with it. As time progressed, as you read the chapter later, chapter 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of Acts chapter, the book of Acts, you will see what amazing things took place of a permanent nature. How they continue on, no matter what. They were faithful, they were determined, they were decided, and obviously the numbers grew. Disciples grew. The salvation by Jesus Christ grew. It was a wonderful situation. But it is not there. In Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And chapter 7 talks about Stephen. And at the time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. Now, it's going to happen. If you love Jesus Christ, if you serve Jesus Christ, if you're faithful, you're going to suffer persecution. It is what it is. You know, because the world don't like Jesus, they ain't going to like you. They ain't going to like me. It is what it is. So, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, because the apostles were given different instructions by Jesus Christ to stay there in that situation. But you know, it's kind of curious, as the Bible says, Judea and Samaria. Why? Hold your place there in Acts chapter 1. Let's go back to Acts chapter 1. Excuse me, Acts chapter 8. And let's go back to Acts chapter 1. I'm going to point something out what we see here in Acts chapter 1. But don't lose your place there in Acts chapter 8, please. In verse 8. Acts 1, verse 8. Now, Jesus Christ is speaking there. And this saying, he says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem," look here, "and in all what? Judea, and in what? Samaria, and into the othermost parts of the world." See, this is a permanent situation. And see, we see it taking place here in Acts chapter 8, verse 1. As the Bible pointed out, they were actually doing what Jesus Christ said would take place. You know, Jesus knows what he's talking about. Amen? He knows what he's talking about. To follow Jesus Christ is to be faithful and permanent and continue on. There's no short-term situation when it comes to following Jesus. You cannot be short-term with Jesus Christ. It is, you can't. I had enough with it. I'm tired. I got offended. Well, who don't get offended? I mean, we wake up and we start being offended with the drivers and the restaurant and something and the kids or whatever. It is what it is. It's part, and then we go in, like, as Pastor pointed out, wonderful idea about the invitation cards. I'm guaranteed you give someone that, somebody will be offended by that. I don't do that no more. I mean, it's part of being a Christian. I mean, I don't want that to happen to me, nor to you, but it is what it is. You're going to get offended. But doesn't mean we should stop giving our cards or giving our tracts or tell us about Jesus Christ. And this was, think of it. They were scattered abroad. Excuse me. They were in Judea and Samaria. Now let's go to verse 2. Acts 8, verse 2. "And the devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and healing men and women, committing them to prison." Now look at verse 4. "Therefore they were scattered abroad and went everywhere," what? "Preaching the gospel." Glory to his wonderful name. Amen. This is permanent stuff. This is the real stuff. This is all about. You know, are you in or you out? Are you in? Or are you part of the group? Or are you not? The permanent? Are you short term? That's something you have to make. That's your decision. Now, obviously, I'm not encouraging short term. I'm looking for permanent situation. But Johnson, why are you ever going back to Peru? Because it's a permanent situation. Being faithful to Jesus Christ in the way he's called us to. Maybe, by God's grace, may give me another 5 years, 10 years, I don't know, but retiring on Jesus Christ, no, it ain't work that way. Jesus Christ didn't retire on us.
You know, he died, he was buried, he rose again, he's up in heaven, he's taking care of us still. I will not leave you, the Bible says, alone. I will not leave you. Isn't that wonderful? So if Jesus Christ will not leave him, should we cut and leave in him? No. We have to be permanent in this. Which group are you in? You are or you are not? Short term. You are or you are not? Permanent. The Bible says, therefore they were scattered abroad and went everywhere preaching the gospel. You know, as a result of this, we are saved today. It's connection. Praise God, amen. This is wonderful, this is great. Be part of the group, permanent group. First of all, give your life to Jesus Christ. And as you do that, stay with it. Be permanent, continue. We will have our ups and downs. It is the truth of the situation. Being saved now for over 40 years, there's a lot I could tell you. I don't have time, but a lot I could tell you. It's good to be a Christian. It's good to be saved. It's good to have a wonderful, loving God who cares for us, being part of the permanent group. Now, it's kind of amazing in John chapter 6 when he was telling them about this, you know, amazing. They had their bellies filled, and they were done, they were satisfied, probably sitting on the grass, chewing the straw grass, whatever, you know, hay, whatever, sitting back and rubbing their bellies, I'm done, like, good stuff. And Jesus Christ stands up and teaches encouraging words, and they say, what? Where did that come from? And when Jesus Christ focused on him, himself, as Lord and Savior, nah, that's not for me. And yet, they were short term. And just for the understanding of Scripture, many of them went and up and followed more. And if they didn't get saved later, then they died and went to hell. No, and obviously, from the Scripture, Saul, in chapter 8, he was part of a group that was, this is crazy, man. Why do people come and preaching Jesus? I'm going to go and do all I can to stop this stuff. And we see what happened in chapter 9. You know, he got knocked off his horse and blinded by the light of Jesus Christ, amen, on the ground. And he said, well, what do you want me to do? Well, this is what I want you to go in the city to explain to me. I ain't got time for that. I got better things to do. I mean, I don't believe this stuff, but that didn't take place, amen. The Bible says truly, what would thou have me to do? Praise God, he got right, amen. How many people need to be knocked off their horse before they get sense of them, knocked into them? It's time to make a decision. Which group are you in? I'm not here to judge no one. No one pass it and tell me who's in it. None of that. Just the Holy Spirit leading to preach this message. And if you are here this morning, obviously, and you are battling, you kind of struggling which group you're going to be part of and whatever, or which are you in, then enough. Short term with Jesus Christ, it's not going to happen. It doesn't even make sense. It's a permanent stuff. The permanent situation. Be part of the permanent group. Praise the Lord that these 120 that stayed before, when Jesus Christ went up to heaven, that stayed with it, they went out by God's grace and the word was spread abroad. This is wonderful to be saved. Now, obviously we're here, my wife's not here. By God's grace we head out on Wednesday because we go to another country and we're going to be spreading the gospel over there again. It'll be for the most part in Spanish and some sign language, obviously, but the whole purpose is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is all about. Maybe God have you here, obviously, in the Charleston area, North Charleston area. And maybe, who knows, God may raise up someone here, to go on the foreign field, like a David Livingston, if you please. We were in one church recently in Virginia, whereby we were informed by one person here in South Carolina, and they shared with us the wonderful opportunity, and happened to be that this individual wants to
serve the Lord on a foreign field
using sign language to deaf people. Isn't that wonderful? That touched my heart. This in the teens. I started when I was in my teen. A.B. and Nancy know that. Bobby and Wood and their wife know that. Ever Rowley and Miss Linda, they know that. I started when I was a teenager. That was about 5 years ago. Just kind of wipe myself quicker than me. You know, God can use a teenager here. God can raise someone here. Give your heart and life to the service of Jesus Christ. Will you be willing? Will you be a bit? Now understand, you require the permanent group for it, okay? It's good. You're there. Praise the Lord. But it's time to go further. Hear my Lord, send me. That should be the attitude. Did not hear my Lord, send me, but Lord, not there. No. Look, for example, I'm glad God called me to Peru. If God would have called me to Canada, I'd say, oh my God, you know, it's cold out there. Rough out there, you know. But if you want me there, buy some clothes. Put some boots on. Get my ice pick ready and to go out there to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. He can keep me warm. Amen? You just got to be willing. Be willing. You know, it's kind of, I close with this. My first close. You know, these 120, my understanding, basically, they were there when they heard Jesus Christ and they saw many people just walked away. But there was something in them that said, no, I believe what he's teaching is true. This is for me. I know I need Jesus as my Lord and Savior. No. And that's what it has to come down to. The group of Jesus Christ is always permanent and is continual, and this leads to life eternal. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to ask you as you quietly stand to your feet as Pastor Dan makes his way forward, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please stand to your feet. Dear Jesus, thank you, Father, for giving me the opportunity, Lord Jesus, to be here and share the word of God, Lord Jesus, in this time. I pray, Spirit of God, that you will use this message to your honor and glory, Father, and that decisions will be made, Father, for those who don't know you as Lord and Savior, that will give their heart and life over to you, dear Jesus. And those who are saved, Father, will make decisions to as they are already part of the permanent group, to be willing to do anything you have them to do. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, Pastor Dan.